Our most basic notions of who we are get formed so early in our lives, and the lessons we learn in those first few years are so important. Playwright Annie Cusick-Wood has a way of connecting to those lessons through theater, crafting plays for the very young. Her newest production, Coming to Honolulu Theater for Youth, looks at the importance and the meaning of home. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
You know, in your work, you've got this combination of a very simple idea that's also a very complex idea. This is another example of that, I think.
Yes. Once again, you know, as an artist, we are shaped by what's going on around us all the time. Mm-hmm. And HTY, we usually plan a couple of years ahead of, you know, about the place that we're going to do. And so home originally had, you know, I had one idea about home, but in the last year, it's become really a reflection of what's happening, and we've really enjoyed exploring it. So, yes, it's a very simple idea of two people, two characters. One is called Me, mm-hmm. I wonder why, and the other one's called Oh, I wonder why. So, and Me, they start off as friends, and they randomly play this game. They play Junk in a Pole. Everybody here knows that. And Me wins a box. So he gets a box, and in the box is another box, and then another box, and then in that box is a house. So he gets this house, mm-hmm. and O is left going, oh.
Yeah.
Know? So at that point, you know, the children are like, yay, you know, Me got the house.
Right.
And, oh, that's a shame. O didn't get the house. So then what happens from being friends and starting off together on the journey, he accumulates loads and loads of stuff in his house, mm-hmm. as he calls it, stuffy stuff, Sophie sofas and cherry chairs. And O wants that as well, because she's left in a pile of rubble. So she's left outside. So she, you know, she's like, why don't I have what you have? Mm-hmm. And that was the big question that we started with, was like, you know, how come I was born into this really beautiful, safe life. And,
exactly.
You know, we hear stories of, you know, children in other countries who really have, you know, an awful life. So is it random? Is it as simple as rock, paper, scissors that things turn out like that? Mm-hmm. And we don't know the answer to that, but just, you know, deeper questions within the story. So, of course, the thing about Me, you know, like at some point the kids go, yeah, Me's got the house and O wants it, and O doesn't deserve it because she didn't win it. But and then she takes it from him, and she mistreats it a little bit, you know. So it's a bit like, if you're going to take my house, be nice to it, be kind to it, you know.
Yeah.
And she's like shaking it about and seeing what it can do. So eventually he gets a bit tired of that, and he says, no, you're going to stay out. He draws a line down the middle, and he sends her out. And then he builds a wall around his house so that she cannot get in.
And this is what happens too. They've started as friends.
They started as friends. I mean, it's a play for very young, so it's 36 minutes long.
Yeah.
So it moves very quickly. So she's left out on her own and a bit lost. You know,
sure.
Has got nothing left, and it's cold and it's scary and it's dark, and he's got this beautiful house with all this stuff, and then she finds her inner strength. And theatrically, we get to, you know, play with that beautifully. And it's a puppet, just like her. So it's like a mini-me that kind of emerges. And then this puppet is like, I'm not giving up. So she is a bit mischievous in the beginning of trying to get in the house, but then becomes very resilient and creates her own home in the form of a boat. So that's where the story goes then. And that's kind of beautiful, because then, of course, a storm comes.
Sure.
And, we can figure out like how the boat does in the storm and how the house does in the storm, because it's actually a tornado, so you know, it lifts up things. So in the end they come together in the end, obviously, because it is a story of hope and friendship and connectedness, and they find a way to share in the end that suits both of them. You know, that helps Me out, you know, and when actually you sort of think, well, she's not going to, because he's been quite mean to her. But I think it's quite balanced, the story, but it's very funny. The children are really enjoying it. And, you know, as usual, it's got very sparse dialogue because it's for the very young. It's visual, and it's a very, you know, of course, it's a very current theme, you know, building walls. Mm-hmm. But it's not the first time that we've heard this.
Well, so many ideas, Annie, for a 3-year-old.
I know.
And yet they become accessible. That's the
totally. And we had the real privilege a few weeks ago of having two ladies from UH who are their early years educational psychologists, and they came in to watch a run through before we'd gone out on the road with it, and they said it hit all the right buttons for the children that age, and the one thing that the kids could understand about the election was that there might be a wall that was going to be built. Mm-hmm. That was the one thing that a 3-year-old could understand about it. So as a visual tool, it was an interesting thing for us to have at that time. Of course, it's also very loosely based on Oscar Wilde's Selfish Giant. You know, he builds a wall around his garden as well. But it's about that, about, you know, why we love to share and what we don't love to share, you know.
Well, homes can be, we need them. We get comfort from them. Mm-hmm. We get security from them. We get the whole rooted, security that we want mm-hmm. to be able to go on with our lives. But they can also, we can use them to exclude or mm-hmm. we can use them to include, right?
Yes.
And you can cut the world off or you can open up to the world. That's part of what you're saying, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. Because our character cuts himself off, he doesn't actually hear, there's a radio broadcast about the storm coming. He doesn't hear it because he's just not listening anymore. He doesn't see all the beautiful things that are happening. He doesn't see the dolphins outside his window. Mm-hmm. He misses out because he's built his wall so high. So he's missing out on his experience of the world that O is having in her boat. So yeah, we can't close ourselves off. You know, of course it's beautiful to have a lovely home and just to be all safe and comfortable within it. But there, you know, as social beings, we do like to share. You know, I remember when I was very young going to India and seeing the Himalayas, and I had nobody to share it with, really. And I thought, oh, when I have children, I want to come back here with them and just go, look at this. You know, because it makes the joy of a great meal or, a great movie or a beautiful view even
incomplete.
More satisfying if you have somebody to say, look, or
right.
How is it? You know, we want other people to feel good. So I think it's inherent in our nature to want people to be as happy and comfortable and have the same joy as us. But somehow things get in the way, you know.
Well, you've also, you're addressing very young children, but you're also being very candid with them about the idea that some have homes, some do not.
Yes, and that, of course, is a huge issue in Hawaii as in the rest of the world. So, I mean, I know that in schools there are children who don't have homes in here in our island, and they go to school and it's, they move around a lot as well. I mean, they move from school to school because they don't want the other people to know in the school. So there's all that. And that's almost like a whole other show. I mean, we touch on that very lightly when our character O is left outside when he's comfortable and she's alone. You know, that's there very slightly. And her inner strength is a lovely thing to see. But that's a really, really awful situation that, you know, I wish we had the answers to that. I mean, maybe somebody really smart does. I don't know.
Someday, Annie.
Yeah, someday. We can just keep doing the art and, you know, keep giving out hope and making kids laugh. It's a very, very funny play. It's not really, it's not heavy. It sounds heavy, but it's not. It's a lot of fun.
A lot of ideas in it. Thank you so much, Annie.
Oh, thanks for having me in again. Thank you.
Annie Cusick-Wood is the author of Home, a world premiere short play for the smallest of theater patrons, presented by Honolulu Theater for Youth. Showtimes are Saturdays, February 18th, 11th, 18th, and 25th at 9:30 and 11:30 a.m. at Tenney Theater on the grounds of the Cathedral of St. Andrew in Honolulu.